On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
At 16 minutes to 8 o'clock in the morning, we cross to Los Angeles, California to Fabian Fanboy. Good morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Had a busy week?
Yes, very busy. A lot of writing to do, but there's...
Well, we appreciate that you can take time to talk to us about the comings and goings of Hollywood this morning, my friend.
That's good. Well, the main film coming out in New Zealand cinemas is about as far from Hollywood as you can get. It's called Vi, and it's an eight-part sort of portmanteau film from Kerry Wakia and Kyle McNaughton, who were the producers behind that film, Waru, which was also... That was directed by eight female Māori filmmakers. This is directed by eight female Pacific Island filmmakers.
Wow.
Including a Māori. And it sort of tracks the life of this one figurative character, and each segment is set in a different Pacific Island. You know, it's like Fiji, Samoa, Tonga, Cook Islands, Solomon Islands, and New Zealand a couple of times. And yeah, it's an amazing, amazing film. Really powerful. A great kind of example of how much power storytelling gains from increased representation. It just kind of, each story makes you realize that, you know, we have this very narrow idea of what
how to make a movie.
What a film story should comprise, and there's this whole universe of other things out there. I wrote an article about this film that's in the current edition of The Listener. I spoke to a bunch of the directors, and they're all pretty inspirational. Also out this week is a film called Shazam, which is the new DC superhero film, which I liked.
I loved Shazam as a kid. I don't know why. It was one of my favorites. Like, one of my first dolls I ever had was a Shazam. Shazam and Aquaman, actually.
Yeah, well, Shazam goes back a long way. He was a pair of Supermans. In fact, DC sued the company that published Captain Marvel, as he was then called, because he was deemed to be too similar to Superman. We have very different ideas about intellectual property these days.
What powers does he have? I can't even remember what powers he's got. His secret.
He's a little boy. He says Shazam. He turns and he's got the strength. His name is an acronym for a bunch of Greek gods from which he derives his power.
Oh, of course. That makes sense.
So he's got the strength of Zeus, which is the Z.
Right.
And the wisdom of Methuselah, which is the M. Am I getting that one right? But he's also got the stamina of someone that starts with S. And I was like, wow, super stamina. That would be great. The film is kind of mainly good because of how terrible all the other DC movies are. And you're sort of like, it's just nice to see an untortured DC superhero, sort of straightforward. Very accurately described as Big Meets Superman. It's about a little boy that says this thing and turns into a grown-up superhero.
He turns into a superhero even when he's a little kid.
Well, he's 14.
Yeah.
And he says the word, and it turns into him temporarily, then goes back.
Oh, that'd be difficult, wouldn't that be? It'd be lots of all sorts of different feelings and strange.
Just go out there and become a sexual monster or something.
No, just
14-year-old boy.
Puberty in itself is a funky old time anyway. Let alone having superpowers to deal with and. And responsibilities, I guess, when you've got superpowers as well, you know, you do the right thing with them and not go down the, you know, not sort of make a bad decision and then end up as a villain, you know.
Whew. Yeah, well, that's kind of the story of the villain in this film. But it's a nice film. It's not amazing. It didn't turn my mind inside out. But as I said, the DC films have been in such a rut lately, Aquaman accepted. And it's nice to see this film just kind of be a straightforward, good, fun superhero movie with a few cool surprises that I really appreciated. And I also spoke to the star of that, Zachary Levi. You can read that article on flicks.co.nz.
You haven't been sitting on your haunches, have you? Good boy.
No, doing something quite exciting tomorrow, which I'm looking forward to.
Yes, please.
I'm going to the Walt Disney Studios in downtown Burbank.
Hold on, you're not. Oh my god! Oh, okay.
They're not seeing the whole thing, but they're showing us sections of Avengers Endgame, and then Cocktails with Anthony and Joe Russo, the directors.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you're going to the new Star Wars part of the Disneyland doing Star Wars Disneyland, but soon is that like 10 years away?
That's Disneyland. I'm talking about Walt Disney Studios.
Oh, okay. Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
In Burbank. Yeah. The movie's part of it. That's the theme park's part.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. That's big hitting. At something like that, do you get to hobnob realistically, or will you just stand there sort of go, "Hi, that was good. I enjoyed it." You must have your skills pretty honed now as far as just shouldering your way into a conversation.
There's an art form to it. They would tend to have a few people crowd around them, but if you're smart about it and not a dick about it, you can usually get in there,
bring some beers,
start chatting. But you can never be sure. You know, sometimes they whisk them away really quickly.
Right before you get the answer to the question that you want, you know?
I haven't met those guys before, but they seem like good dudes.
Well, tell them I said good day anyway.
I will.
All right. Hey, thank you, Fabian Fanboy. Enjoy what sounds like an exciting week for you. And we'll speak to you again next Friday.
Cheers, Mike. See you later.
All right, my lover.
Listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Did you not know that?
Playing the tuning fork.